Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This month, for the first time in over a year, Iran met for talks with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, Britain, China, France, Russia, and the U.S., along with Germany, the group known as the P5 plus one. The two-day meeting was held in Geneva and took place 6 months after the Security Council imposed its fourth and toughest round of economic sanctions on Iran because of its failure to live up to its international nuclear obligations. Iran and the P5 plus one have agreed to meet again next month in Istanbul, Turkey. Speaking in Bahrain shortly before the Geneva talks, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton emphasized that the United States remains committed to the sincere offer of dialogue that President Barack Obama offered Iran when he assumed office 2 years ago. But the position of the international community is clear, Secretary Clinton said. Iran has the right to a peaceful nuclear program. But Iran must comply with its nuclear obligations and fully address the world's concern about its nuclear activities. We know that Iran is home to one of humankind's great civilizations, said Secretary Clinton. The Iranian people are heirs to that tradition with tremendous potential to contribute to the world we are building together. And the world, in turn, would benefit from the full participation of the Iranian nation in the political, social, and economic life of this region. We continue to make this offer of engagement with respect to Iran's sovereignty and with regard to its interests, she said, but also with an ironclad commitment to defending global security and the world's interests in a peaceful and prosperous Gulf region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.